Hello everyone, it's Paul Hopkins with February Day 4 of 2016. Today we're discussing favourite things. Before I do that, I just want to say a couple of things. Using Launchpad at the moment to make my music, you just get all these pads, and I think they call it, so you get like 6 channels per pad, and then you get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I think about 8 pads. So you've got loads of different sounds that you play with, but they're all in sync, so they're, because they're sound samples. So you can just put in the ones that you want, and then you get little things where you can touch the pad for a certain sort of sound, or you can bring in an extra percussion like that there, and the bass that was there before, that dong gong and all the rest of it. In this case, it's very cool. And also using Boss Jock. Yeah, there's another. I'll put that in as well, just by pressing a button. Yeah, Boss Jock is good. You should get Boss Jock. You can record using your iPhone and then send it straight to your preferred audio place. So this will be audio boom for me. Also using a Shure MV88 microphone, which plugs into the bottom of my phone. I'm loving it. It's by far the best thing out there. It's similar to things like the IQ6 and those kind of things by Zoom, but this is doing a better job. I've taken the mic gain, the automatic mic gain, off of the Shure MV88, which I think is probably a good thing. Anyway, February day 4 in my case, favourite things. I want to show you a few sounds that represent my favourite things. Well, of course, it will always be music. You'll always hear music as part of my day. But I've also got some sounds. Now, we need to go away from kind of that Indian sound, because we're not going to be in India. One of my favourite things, actually, I'm just going to fade this out a bit because it's all getting a bit rowdy. One of my favourite things are places. And I use sound a lot. No one's going to be surprised to hear me say this. And if you're visually impaired, that will make sense. But I think those of you that will use audio boom, you will also have an understanding. That's a great thing as to why the community between us works really well, because audio files, it kind of works for you as well as it does for us. So, but for me, it's definitely true. The thing that audio is like my photo album, and I've just brought up some sounds that kind of show us my favourite things. And I was going to, you know, these are a few of my favourite things, but I haven't done that in the end. I've just got sounds. I also just wanted to say thank you for the comments. I've had a comment. I think I've only seen one so far, but I know that you have to make the extra effort now to make comments. So I really appreciate that. From Gwen Cleanne, who said on my first boom that she said I should get back to church, and that was a heathen. Well, yeah, I am going to get back to church. I'm going to really get that sorted out. And I'll do a boom on it and stuff. So you'll know that I've done it. Right. Favourite things. Well, I love, like, now. Today, Claire is doing public speaking day. She's gone, and she's going to get some whole good thing about preparing public speaking and you know, what things to sort of incorporate and sorting out, you know, your own identity and all the rest of it. That's what she's doing today. So I'm sitting in the house, and Nathan's got his mates coming round in a bit and stuff, and it's probably all going to get sort of crazy. They're doing filming and all sorts. That's my favourite things. It's knowing that life is going on, and sometimes now just listening and watching other people do their life. But in terms of my own favourite things, music, I've told you about. Sounds. Let's bring some sounds in. So St Paul's Cathedral bells. You can't beat that. It's quintessentially English. It's got to be, isn't it? Because there isn't St Paul's Cathedral somewhere else. I know that there's things like Stratford. They've done a mock-up of Stratford in Japan or something, haven't they? But it's still not Stratford. This, wherever you are, this is, can only be here. It can only be this sound. It can only be that ambience. this is St. Paul's Cathedral. This is where all the famous people get married, like Charles and Diana and William and Kate and all that. I'm pretty sure they got married in St. Paul's Cathedral. I don't think they get married anywhere else. But listen to this. If you've ever come across a guy called Andrew Hodgson, go and follow him on Audio Boom. He does bell ringing. He goes up in the towers and stuff, and he leads them and all sorts of stuff. That's people. Every bell you can hear is a person pulling on a rope. It's awesome. Isn't it awesome? Okay, so what we're going to do next, let's have a look. Let's go somewhere else. This is still London, but we've moved to the Westminster Bridge, and we're underneath Big Ben. If we listen for a bit, we might actually hear Big Ben chime. I don't know whether that's the idea here, because I haven't produced a sound, but the BBC have. But what's good here, this is where all the tourists come. This is where you come and you stand by the Thames. It's incredibly busy. You've got not so much of wide pavement, really, to be honest. It's not that wide. It's a busy road going across. The tourists gather in their throngs. They do. You'll never see the same person twice. They're coming across. You can smell waffles and all kinds of stuff being cooked, you know, people trying to sell stuff, little trinkets and things like that. Let's see if we can hear the passers-by and what their conversations might be. Thing is, it's just traffic at the moment, really, and it's quite hard to kind of imagine without my description as to what that's going to be like. So let's go somewhere else. We'll go to Covent Garden. Covent Garden, again, it's over, isn't it, like 1,000 years old? Started off as a monastery. And then there's been a market on it for hundreds and hundreds of years. It's a bit like Borough Market. They've been there for hundreds of years, thousands. I think Borough Market's like 1,000 years old. In Camden. These things of London, Britain, England, so many things are quintessentially incredible and my favourite. You could point a stick and you could use a laser pointer at Britain, and everywhere you point, every bit of detail, there would be some history. We take it for granted. It's absolutely awesome. I can see why people come to England. So this is Covent Garden. Covent Garden is where you get, you know, jugglers and all kinds of sellers of everything. You can get very quintessentially English things from here too. There's a market still, lots of stalls where you can buy lots of gifts, and there's tons and tons of tourists. It's great. I get to go up here. We get to go up whenever we want now and just take it in. You can eat here. There's lots of places to eat. There's the London Transport for London Museum is here. Many, many other things. You're by, not too far from Trafalgar Square. It's a good place to come and spend some time, especially if you're in London for a few days, because you need to just take it all in. It's incredible. Listen to this. That wasn't quite the way I planned it, but there you go. That went a bit off quickly. Sorry about that. And then we're going to go out to the countryside. I love the countryside. You get to spend time in the country just listening to it. There's nothing like it. The British countryside sounds like this. But just for another point of view, imagine what it would have sounded like, you know, you were living in Victorian times and then the steam engine got invented. I mean, who doesn't love going on a steam train? But this is what it would have been like. Your silence would have been disturbed. You were used to just that lovely sound, and then technology came along and did this. But then peace returns. It always does. Those are just some of my favourite things. I hope you've enjoyed them. There goes the English countryside. I could talk many, many more things about favourite things. I'm trying to do this sort of a little bit live. I love friends, my people. I love music. I love composing music. I love life and all that it brings. And at the moment, just having the time to chill out and enjoy what I have around me. A lot of my booze have been reflective. I think that's where I am at the moment, to be honest. Right this second. Holding things close to me that are the most important, and letting go of some of the things that aren't. Don't embrace the bad stuff. You know, embracing is a term that we use that is sort of, you don't embrace enemies in that sense. You know, we're taught to try and love our enemies, of course, but don't embrace things that are bad for you. You tend to push them away, don't you? And sometimes we embrace things that are bad for us. We shouldn't embrace the good. And that's my reflection on my favourite things. And let's see what the next February brings. I'll speak to you all soon. Thanks for listening. Let me know what you think of my setup here, but I think it's sounding all right. Oh yeah, Gwentleyan said that I have a good voice for radio. I think it was a compliment. I'll speak to you soon.